seen two different rationales as to why an arusa was not going to be able to eat truma. One of them was called simpon, that there's going to be a mekachtos, there's going to be a concern that maybe there was false pretenses. And the other was on the basis of ula, that if she's bebeis avia, shema yimzo kos la'avia ula achia. So let's just start with the top of Yud Aleph and Mid Aleph, just for, you know, continuity's sake. Ben bag bag simpon be'avadim leislei, imum en shebegaloi ukachazi lei. He accepted them. So what does he care if the Eved or the Shivcha Knainis, where there's no Shiur Bekinin, it's a Kinin Haguf, has, blemishes in places that are private? If it doesn't impact their ability to work, it doesn't impact their ability to work. So Nimsa Ganav O Kabustus, let's say the person is a Ganif or a human trafficker, so the answer is Higio. Well, that's what you signed up for. You know, Rov Avadim are involved in these nefarious activities. So my Amar, it's about Lista Mizuya no Nichtav L'malchus. Somebody who's, in our language, we'd say an axe murderer, right? Somebody who has a death warrant to get them. So the Gemara says, Hano Kala Yisleu. It must be a situation where he's Mekabel on himself because, Sava Rikibel, that, I want this person from Malacha and I'm not, morally discriminating. So mechti bein lamar uvein lamar lo achla my benayhu. There's no nafkamina. I mean, either way, the arusa isn't going to get truma because of the chashash again that there could be a mekachtos or ula shema yimzo kos lavio lachia. So ike benayhu kibel masar v'halach. So that's basically where we had left things up. So Kibel, Rashi explains, Kibel laves hamumin mishum simpon leka mishum deula ika. If he already knows about all the potential mumin and he, fully accepts it, so then the only chashash should be ula. Masar vehalach is a machlokes Rashi Tosus. Rashi says that you're talking about two different categories. Tosus says that it's one category. We'll see Tosus in a second. So Rashi says masar ha'av l'shluche habal. That's a case of masar. Not the case of halach. Shahalchu shluchei ha'av im shluchei ha'baal ve'oda b'derech, and she just hasn't arrived yet. Mishum simpon ika, because she's still sight unseen and emekachtos is possible. Mishum shema tishka leka delisnehu l'achio l'achosa gaba. So Rashi says it's two slightly different cases, but either way, it's a situation where she's no longer bebeis avia, and if she's no longer bebeis avia, there's no chashash ula, but there is a chashash of simpon. Tosvos says it's actually one case. Last two lines in Tosvos. Kibel masar v'halach kachner l'farish, the masar v'halach chadamilsi, v'achimersha masar ha'av l'shluche habal, v'halach gamhu imahem, Vihilka chayshinan lesimpon, da'az lo badkinan la ad shetehe beveso. That since the father is accompanying them, she's not going to be checked until she enters the guy's house. So we have to be concerned about simpon, but we're not going to be concerned about ula. She's not giving her father, her brother, anything at this point. Okay. So my taimayu de beis shammai. So we know that there are four dais in the Gemara: Reb Zeira, and Reb Yosef, and Reish Lakish, and finally we'll get to Rava. So my taimayu de beis shammai. I'm Reb Zeira. Shekein isha makpedes al atzma ve'ein miskadeshes b'vachos midinar. A simple understanding is that, she would be offended by anything less than a dinar. So Amar le'abaye le'me'ata k'gon b'nasei d'rabyanai de'kaptan anafshayu v'lo mikachi b'vachos mitirka d'vadidinari. Right? They're going to have much higher standards than a dinar. They're going to require shlosha kabin of dinare zohav. So the Gemara says, okay, that would be true for the Benasei de Rabbi Anai. So Hachanami, di pashta yada v'kibla chadzuze me'acher, Hachanami de lohavu kidushin. So if she is poshetas yad, and you say that she is willfully going beneath this threshold of a dinar, she's going down, let's say, to a pruta, which you say hachan amidol have a kedushin. Amar lei pashta yada v'kibla lo kamina. I never said about that case. We were just operating min hastam that she wants a dinar. Ki kamina the kidsha b'lelia inami d'shav yeshliach. So as we know, that's a machlokas Rashi baliatoso. So the significance of shaliach is, let's just read the Rashi again. Rashi says d'shav yeshliach lekabel kedusha v'lo nimlach ba. The shliach just assumed that a pruta would be enough. Bechama ubnasi the rabbian inami yishavu shliach lo havu kiddushin ela betirkava de dinare. Right, that you know, there would be a miscommunication. Just like Lila, she wouldn't have known what she really accepted till the next day, so she could actually see it. Tosa says inami the shavu shliach means that in that situation she's waving her typical kpeda, which might be tirkava de dinare in general, but she would say, okay, I'll be like any other woman. In a Beis Shammai world, that would be a dinar. So, as we noted, the Balei HaTosos point out that shaliach, you know, is what it is. Pashta yada means that she can accept a pruta. It's just that by default, our perception of women is that they're going to want more. Now, are they going to want more because, you know, they have a certain opinion of themselves? Or is it rather, you know, the institution of Kiddushin that inspires them to want more? So we'll come back. Yes, exactly. So Rav Yosef Amar Taimayu de Beis Shammai, Kedur Rav Yehuda Mervasi, Dem Rav Yehuda Mervasi, Kol Kesef HaOmer BaTorah Kesef Tzuri, Vishal Divrayim, which is always 1/8 of that, Kesef Medina. So we're going to explore this a little bit further, but anyway, Pruta would be invalidated because it's only Nechosha. So Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda Mervasi, Kol Kesef Amar BaTorah Kesef Tzuri, Vishal Divrayim Kesef Medina. Uklalahu, is this really a general principle? V'arei Taina. A situation of taina, where a person is making a claim against somebody else, and it's being countered. Typically, a situation of moda b'miktas. Dechsev ki tina ish el reyehu chesef o chelim lishmor v'gunav mi beis ha'ish utnan shavuas hadayanim. What is the minimum amount? Taina is shtei kesef. Hoda'a is shave pruta. So it sounds like the taina has to be shtei kesef. So if Rav Yosef is really right about Beis Shammai, Kol Kesef, Amar B'Torah, where do you come up with the idea of Shtei Kesef? So the Gemara says, well, that's a very particular case. Hasam Dom Yedachelim, it's a Din Prati and Moda B'Miktas, because the Pasuk says Kesef U'Kelim Lishmor, Ma Kelim Shnayim, Kelim in the plural, so Af Kesef Shnayim. But normally Kesef Stam HaAmar B'Torah would really just be Kesef Tzuri. So Uma Kesef Davar Chashuv Af Kalim Davar Chashuv. So Rashi says Uma Kesef Davar Chashuv Af Kalim Davar Chashuv. She Ushavim Shtei Kesef. The kli would have to be worth Shtei Kesef. Afukimanda Amar Hasam Taanu Shnei Machatim Chayev. Right, that if the taina is two needles, which certainly don't amount to anything that's really worth something, nonetheless, you know, the normal rules will apply. What about Meiser? Very Meiser, where we have Kesef, Dechsev, Itzarta HaKesef Biyadcha, Utznan HaPoret Sela Mimaus Meiser Sheni, right? That actually a person who's redeeming Meiser Sheni and using Prutos. Rashi says, HaPoret Sela Mimaus Meiser Sheni, Maskana Beishamay Omer Bechol HaSalamo, Sumi Ushamina Mina Shechila Tchila HaMeiser Beprutos on the Choshas. So it sounds like, even though it says kesef, you're using prutos of nechoshes. So in that case, we say also, there's a special riboy. Kesef normally is kesef tzuri, silver. Kesef ha kesef, riba. The Torah allowed nechoshes here, but normally nechoshes would be invalidated. V'harei hektesh, tichsev, v'nosan ha kesef, v'kamlo. If you Amar Shmuel, Hakdeh Shavimana, Shechilalo al Shavet Pruta, once again, Prutas and Nechoshes entering the discussion. Michulal, so Hasam Nami, Kasef Kasef Yalif Mi Meiser, will specifically include Nechoshes. Vare Kidushe Yisha, Dechsev, Kika Kishisha, Uve Alo, Gamar Kicha Kicha Misteyafro, Nutznan, Besalomer Bepruta, Beshavet Pruta, Neymar of Asi, the Amar Kebe Shammai. What is the shita of Rav Asi, right? That Kol Kesef Amar B'Torah Stam is actually Kesef Tzuri. That is he pasking Le Beis Shammai? Eliyitmar, Hachiyitmar, we have to revisit. Amar of Yehuda Mervasi, Kol Kesef Katsuv Ha'amor Batorah Kesef Tzuri. It's only if the Torah specifies not just the usage of Kesef, but the actual amount. Right? It's a Shloshim for an Eved, or 50 for purposes of Ones and Mefata, or Meya for a Motsi Shemra. Kol Kesef Katsuv Amor Batorah Kesef Tzuri. Kesef Medina, as opposed to Kesef Kiddushin, which is not stipulated the amount. My Kamash Malan, but what are we really learning here? Tanina. Chamei Shlaim Shal Ben, Pidyon Ben, Shloshim Shal Ebed, he's injured. Chamishim Shal Onet Shal Mefatim, Mea Shal Motzi Shemra, Kulam B'Shakel HaKodesh B'Manetzuri, V'Shal Divrayim, it's not an amount stipulated in the Torah, but it's amount, let's say, that the rabbi stipulated Kesef Medina. You can use currency which is worth 1/8 the value of the Kesef the Torah. So why do we need it? So the Gemara explains. It's Terichalei Delotnan Detanya Tokei L'Chavero Nosin Lo Sela. Okay. Brisa says, a person who's Tokei L'Chavero. Now there's two different opinions what Tokei L'Chavero actually means. It could mean that you actually smack him by the side of the ear. It could mean, Rashi quotes this, that Tokei L'Chavero Be'ozno Lashon Rabbeinu HaLevi, that's, you know, in the ear. V'Rabbeinu HaZokin Lamdeinu She'ikau Eitzel HaOzen. So either you're striking the person on the side of the head, or you're actually, you know, this is possibly sound damage. So you shouldn't think HaTokei L'Chavero Nosin Lo Sela V'lo Seim Amai Sela Arba Zuzei Ella, my sella, what is a sella in that case? Palga de Zuzay, 1/8. Davidi inche de karula palga de Zuzza istera. So when we say, hatokei el chavero no sein lo sella, what we don't mean is the sella which is worth arba Zuzay, but rather in half of a Zuz, 1/8. Because people call half of a zuz in istera. We take a look at Rashi. The reason that we had to have this statement, Amar Yehuda, Amar Vasi, Kol Kesef Katsav, Amar B'Torah, Kesef Tzuri, Vishal Divrayim, Kesef Medina, is to teach me that din derabanan, that hatokeya b'shal ozno shal chavero, tokeya l'chavero b'ozno, whatever you think it is giving them a rabbinic fine of 1/8 of a zuz. Okay, so Rashi explains, istera, sela, palga de zuza, vehu sela medina. Okay, so half of this zuz, and as opposed to a sela which was worth, a sela de oraisa, which is worth 4 zuzin. So again, it's 1/8 of a sela d'oraisa. Previous Rashi, no sein lo sela, kach shiaru d'mei bosh to the adam benoni. V'yashmin ravasi de lo sein mahai sela, then it says that you're chayiv a sela for committing this act, tokeya l'chavero be'ozno, that's dalad duzei, sela tzuri. Ela palga duzei shmini shebesela tzuri, that it's a rabbinic amount, it's not a Torah amount. Okay. So far, we've seen two interpretations. Shitas Beis Shammai is either predicated on the kpedos of women, number one, that's Reb Zera. Then we saw the position of Reb Yosef in the name of Reb Yehuda, Reb Asi, that they're telling us an important principle, B'chol HaTorah Kula, that any kesef, which is Amar B'Torah, is kesef tzuri, is silver, and any rabbinic amount of money is Kesef Medina, is 1/8 of that. But for Kesef Kotsuv, that's what we're talking about. It's when there's an amount that's specified, as opposed to Kiddushin, where no amount is specified. Reish Lakish Omer, a third interpretation of Beis Shammai, Taimayu de Beis Shammai ki de Chizkiyo. De Omar Chizkiyo, Omar Kra Vehefda. The Na'ama Ivriya can be redeemed out of her state of amohos. Milamed shemigaras mipidyona biyotza. So again, let's say she was bought for $600, so it's $100 per year, and she's worked 3 years, $300 will get her out of her amahus. So Iyamar Bishlama the Yahivla Dinar Hainu Demigra Vasla Ad Pruta. So from a dinar, which is a significant amount of money, you can chip away. She's worked off part of it all the way down to Pruta. Eli Amar the Yahivla Pruta. But if it's a situation where the initial transaction was a Pruta, so that's such a small amount, be Pruta mi Megara, can you really work that off or pay off the subdivided components? But maybe we'll say no. If she was bought for a significant amount for a dinar, so then she can be redeemed. But you're right. If she was bought for a very inconsequential amount of a pruta, there is no way to redeem her out with money. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Lo sakadaitach, demya de yud. Ma yud, the case of yud, where he takes the money that he paid for purposes of her service, amahos, and says that money is going to now double as kesef kiddushin to my son. He doesn't have to marry her off to the son, but if you couldn't do yud, because let's say she's a relative, that means that the entire sale was null and void. So too, if an amo ivria would not be subject to redemption through money, because you just gave such a small amount to begin with, the pruta, that would be invalid for purposes of the transaction. Just like a transaction which was not nitan for yod, which would be invalid on its face. So, v'kidushe isha lebe shamai, nafka lehu me'ama ivria, ma'ama ivria bepruta lo miknia, af isha bepruta lo mikdisha. Okay. Ve'ema. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we'll say it doesn't have to be a full dinar. Maybe it's just a half a dinar, and from that you can say that she can redeem herself for significant amounts of money. Ve'ema palga de dinar. Ve'ema shte prutos. So the Gemara answer is kevan da fikte mi pruta ukma dinar. You go to the next level up. Once you rule out a pruta of nechoshes, you go all the way up to a dinar. So as we know, now we come to maybe the most interesting sheet of all. Rav Amar hainu taima de beishamai shelo yiyu binos Yisrael kehefker. Rashi, it's only a din derabanan. Mida raisa, they'd be moda, the pruta really works. But that's a davar muat. We're looking for more of a kinyan chashav. The ritva, it's even a dinda oraisa. And the Torah itself is not tolerant. Lashitas beishamai of treating women in this way. Shelo yu binos Yisrael kefker. So again, four different understandings of why beishamai would say a dinar. Either she's makpedes, and again, when we say she's makpedes, it's not necessarily that she's Rodefes Mamon, but that she expects more from Kiddushin. That's her understanding of the institution. That's the Shita of Reb Zeira. And the way the Balei Tosfos interpret is that if she wanted to, she could go down to a Pruta, but by default, we assume that women, they're not Benase de Rabianai, they're not going to insist on Tirkava de Dinare, but they're going to insist on a little bit more. That's approach number one. Approach number two is that Beis Shammai requires a Dinar, because all of the kesef, ha'amor, betorah, stam, always requires a kesef suri. And pruta, which is of nechoshes, is invalid. The Gemara had many challenges to that, and the Gemara said that that might not work when it comes to kiddushin, because that would really only be true for kesef hakotzev. Things like pidyon haben, and nezikin of an eved, Ones, Mifata, Motzi Shemra. And on the Dirabanan level, when there's Kesev HaKotzev, like Hatokeya Ba'ozno Shel Chavero, like there's two Deis in Rashi, in his ear, on the side of his head. And then you're down to 1/8. So a third interpretation, it's the interpretation of Reish Lakish, that Beis Shammai see Amma Ivriya as the template for Kiddushei Isha. Which is not so outrageous, because as we've spoken about extensively, right? V'yatza chinam min kasav in kesav ladon zev, v'yesh kesav ladon acher, right? We've utilized Amma Ivriya quite extensively for these purposes. So we know there's a principle by Amma Ivriya that even if you don't plan, or even if she isn't redeemed out, it has to be something which can be redeemed out. And a pruta is just too small for that. So what about, let's say, half a dinar or two prutos? The truth of the matter is, conceptually, that would make sense. But we've arrived at the conclusion that once it's no longer a pruta, we go all the way up to a dinar. Rava has a different position altogether. Shelo yubinos Yisrael kehefker. Rashi din derabanan. The Ritva, that's a dinda raisa. And we're looking for a kinyan, which is something of, much more kinyan chashim. Again, go back even before that. We were talking about the idea of Erisin effectuating the transition of truma, a heter truma. There were two reasons to say that wasn't the case. Either a chashash derabanan of Yimzog la kos le'avia u'lachel, or the chashash of simpon. Simpon means that the kiddushin is going to found to be mekachtos. So the Gemara said, well, chol adeos, she's not going to be able to have truma, so my benaya, what do we really care about? So kibel is a situation where there's no possibility anymore of mekachtos, because he knows everything, and he's mekabel on himself, so savar v'kibel. But certainly there is going to be the possibility, if she's living at home, of Ula. And then Masar V'Halach. Masar V'Halach is either one case, which is Tosos' interpretation, that the Baal is being accompanied by the father, so nobody's going to be scrutinizing the young woman for some time. And so we do have to be concerned about Simpon, that he's going to say to Mekachtos. Tosos says it's two different cases. Masar O'Halach, but either way, the point is that she's on the road. She's on the road, she's not in her father's house, but what you really do have to be concerned about in these cases is a simpon that he hasn't seen her yet. And just like we said in the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph, there's a chashash v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, shem b'yimtza b'davar meguna, so we have to be concerned about that. And when it comes to avadim, we saw the shita ben bagbag was that simpon be'avadim laka. Right? We're not so worried about that. Because if it's mumim shebeseser, what does he care? It's malacha. If it's the fact that he's of ill character, he's a ganef, or even a human trafficker, you have to expect that when you're dealing with this crowd. And even in terms of things that are seemingly very extreme, a listim mizuyon, something far more, aggressive, what we would call like an axe murderer, we'd say, hano kala yislehu. These are all situations where a person really should know. A person should be aware of it, and our assumption is that he was aware of it and he doesn't really care, because his idea, is that there's going to be, and again, a person can certainly quibble with this, but, that a person is interested in purchasing for malacha, it's totally transactional, and, you don't have to, insist in every case that this person is only abiding by the highest moral standards when he's looking for people to work in his home. He's just looking for people to work in his home. So Simpon, according to Ben Bagbag, Simpon be'avadim leka. Okay. Any questions? Four shitos in Beis Shammai. Okay, good. So let's just do a little bit more in terms of Chazara. So remember, we had seen really interesting Svara. This is just to go back a little bit further. I'm going to try to stay on top of these things. In terms of where does the Kiddushei Biya come from? So we saw there are two different possibilities. One of them is Be'ulas Baal from Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, or Vihi Be'ulas Baal in the case of Avimelech and Sarah, which I think is more like a universal principle. The Gemara says, well, what about Shitas Rabbi? Ki Kach Ishisha U Ve'ala. So the Gemara said, the problem with that is the idea that that presents Kiddushei Biya as being secondary to some previous kinyan. And then that raised a question for us, Well, if that's true, that you really have to do, you know, X plus Bia, right, that there has to be some Kinyan Kiddushin plus Bia, so what about the case of Na'ara Me'orasa Bisula? Right. If you didn't go all the way through with Bia, so then you really didn't do Kiddushin. If you did go through with Bia, so she's no longer a Bisula. Okay. So he said, okay, maybe Shtar is the answer. Maybe she's a Na'ara Me'orasa Bisula because you used a Shtar. That's one possibility in the Gemara. The other possibility is that we have to go back and revisit our assumption that ki kach ish isha u ve'ala doesn't necessarily mean that every maisa bia is going to result in her being a ba'ula. Possible that you have two different definitions, that some maisa bia do result in her being a ba'ula, and some do not. And that could be the difference between bia kedarka and bia shalo kedarka. When we encounter the shita of Rebbe, that in fact, when it comes to the Baal, just like we know, Uve Allah, that could be Kiddushe Bia, that could create a union, that Bia Shalo Kedarka, when it's done by the Baal, is a fundamentally different act than it creates a Chaloshem Be'ula, than it being done by anybody else. It's a really fascinating idea. We tried to argue that the Tzad HaShaveh was the fact that, you know, there's the opportunity for this special relationship between the two of them to perform. So a Maisa Bia Shalo Kedarka from the Baal is enough to create a Chalos Be'ula, whereas anybody else, it would be Chalos, that she would remain a Bisula. That's a Shita that was affiliated with Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Okay. Okay, good. Any questions about that? Okay. So basically, this is what we've seen up until now. So one of the things that we're going to deal with starting tomorrow is how do we think about, like, the idea of shifting markets? So we talk about, let's say, Pruta le Beis Hillel or Dina le Beis Shammai. What's the critical time point? You would think that whenever the Kiddushin was transferred. But let's say, you know, currencies are always shifting in terms of what their value is or what their value isn't. So we're going to have to talk about that. In the Mishnah, we defined a pruta as echad b'shmona b'isar ha'italki. And we're going to talk about exactly how that's supposed to work, what the parameters of that are, God willing, tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, I went about Lakshmisa, like, versus